חברות יקרות, קודם כל תודה רבה שאתם נשארתם.
Dear friends, thank you for staying with us.
בזמן שיעור נשים.
For this training on how to ask questions during women's lessons and during conventions, there's always an opportunity to ask questions. It's important for us to also share that we got some recommendations recently to change the format and perhaps try, for example, to add some workshops, not just read excerpts, but for now, this format of excerpts and asking questions is the most effective. The Rav knows what's best for us at the moment to advance spiritually. So we thought it would be very important to organize together with everyone from all over the world. And this has been a great effort, and to prepare this training today. And so we're going to start with an announcement from our dear friend Elena. Please. So, dear friends, let's all together use this time that we have in this training and think together how we can integrate with each other and learn how to ask good questions and to use the lessons correctly. And surely if we do this together, there is going to be some benefit from it. And now let's hear what Rav has to say about this. And then we will go to Moscow, to our friends from Moscow. We know from our sources that everything is built on questions and answers. The question is how it's built. So if we know where we stand, what is before us, what is necessary to reveal for our advancement, that means that I know the question. And so the lack that appears is drawing me forward towards that answer. And so our whole path is questions and answers, questions and answers. But we need to know that these questions, they need to be relevant. We can always talk about all kinds of things from the wisdom and the higher providence and things that really aren't relevant for us for now. And that is also right. But not during the time that we study together. And so I'm really asking you, we are now discerning the steps that we gradually need to take from now onwards until the purpose of creation. This is what we learn in the lesson. I hope that soon we will go over this and we will know how to walk, how to advance, just like a small child who knows how to walk. And then he can already go to different places, different situations, and come back and converse and chat and even maybe be confused along the way a little bit, whatever the Creator organizes for him. But still, we need to know these primary first steps on our path. Therefore, it's very important for me that we do not confuse one another, but rather we advance well. And when we begin to understand that, we need to ask according to that desired way of advancement for everyone. So forgive me if I stop people and I don't let them continue speaking, because it's not relevant to the specific stage at which we are at. If it's something that is on the side or it's something that we're not there yet, this completely gets me out of my balance, because it completely hurts or harms this system that I'm building for you. So let's try to ask correctly, and we will receive the correct answers, and we will advance and learn how to walk, and then you will be free. And each one will already know how to connect to the group, how to connect to the Creator, through which attributes he activates himself within the system of the Ten. So the more you advance, the more free you become.
Ну что, дорогие подруги, давайте разбираться, чтобы ваш вопрос получил отзыв у учителя, у группы, как нам все-таки попасть в цель. Сейчас мы с Ксенией
Now Ksenia and I will look at what kind of questions is worth asking. So let's go. The questions are connected to our spiritual work. We encourage everything that's related to the material. Related material to the lessons, to what was said is during the week, what's connected to the work of
during the week, and we talked about everything that has to do with our daily work as a ten, and what's really important to ask, what's truly interesting us. It's good that the question will be one that we've already had inside of us for a while, and we'll live with this question. Every time we begin to give birth to the question, it's important for it to begin with how to reveal whatever it is that we're learning right now between us. Ira is adding, in addition, it's important that these are questions that have to do with everyone. Of course, it's possible to ask a question that has to do with a personal state. For example, when it has to do with the work in the ten, but it is it's good that the questions will have something to do with the lesson that we're learning, the general movement that we're all moving through. So if you have a question you want to ask, think to yourself, is this something that will help everyone advance? Yes, the question is individual, but it's not personal. For example, it's hard for me to wake up to the lesson. How do I do it? We don't want to solve our personal problems with the help of the teacher. If it's an individual question, but it comes from the ten, these are questions that are okay to ask. The best questions always come from the ten. Before we ask a question, it's best to discuss it with the ten if we have the possibility to do that, just for a few moments, minutes. We also get the weekly materials that prepare us for the lessons, and there we can also think together with the ten. So then it's really best to consult with your ten, ideally not during the lesson, but in advance, to not have friends become not concentrated in the lesson.
Now,
we also learn how to listen to what questions have already been asked. Not just to ask my private question, but maybe a friend has already asked my question and the teacher has already given the answer. So we don't want to repeat other people's questions. What does it mean to learn how to listen? I don't really sit there passively observing the lesson as a viewer, but I want to be within the text and listen to the text. I feel concern. I'm alert. My face, my reactions, this all helps the other friends concentrate on the question as well. And now we're going to have dear friends from Turkey tell us what we shouldn't do. Excuse me, friends. Before that, we have a small task, a practical task. We heard the theory, everything we spoke about now. We can find all of this in the PDF that was sent yesterday. So please use it. It's been translated to all languages. Now for our practical task, we're going to hear a clip right now, or an excerpt. This was also sent yesterday. And so you'll be able to read this in the WhatsApp. And on the basis of this test, we will have a small mission or task, so please listen.
Человек способен помочь другому, именно когда видит, что тот пребывает в унынии. Сказано, не может человек сам вызволить себя из тюрьмы. Однако товарищ...
One does not can deliver himself from prisons. Rather, it's one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness. Then one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth. And he begins as though his goal is now near him. It turns out that each and everyone must be attentive and think how he can help his friend raise his spirit.
It turns out that each and everyone must be attentive.
Because in the matter of spirits, anyone can find a needy place in one's friend that he can feel.
Да, дорогие подруги, видите, уже сама прилетела.
Dear friends.
Ириш, микрофон.
Да, сейчас на основе того, что мы услышали, надеюсь.
And now, based on what you heard in the excerpts,
сформулируем общий вопрос.
Please come up with a mutual question from the ten. So in our round table, please come up with a question from the ten. Let's go.
Adelante, Dalí.
Amigas, ¿qué será como una pregunta que nos involucre a todas y que podamos, como al final la sensibilidad ya la tenemos, ¿no? Como de qué es lo que a todas nos inquieta, podría ser como mayor unidad a la decena. Como...
So we want it to be a question from all of us because that will lead to greater connection. It will help us feel more together.
Adelante, Esco.
To help us to feel more connected.
Yo creo que cuando establecemos una pregunta, debemos hacerla pensada en todas las carencias de nuestra decena. Y además,
when we build a question, we need to think about all the deficiencies in the ten. And we need to be very direct.
Sí, yo creo que... Bueno, en primera, el creador es el que organiza todo. Nosotras aparentemente hacemos la pregunta, pero en realidad es el creador el que está...
Yes, I think the creator is really the one who orders everything, and we create the question, but it's really the creator that is behind each of us. And so we need to let the creator...
Hacia una sola meta.
Feel. And if we know that we are connected, we need to connect our hearts, and from there we have the best action.
También coincido con eso. Siento que si estamos, seguimos estas reglas que hemos escuchado, estas pequeñas reglas de no hacer preguntas personales, sino.
I agree that if we go by the rules, then we shouldn't really have personal questions, but really something that comes out of the ten. And then the question will already be born of itself.
Adelante, Marines.
Gracias, Jessy. Sí, coincido definitivamente. Considero que hay que tener también.
Yes, so I agree, and I think that.
Y como dicen, ¿no? Permitir.
We have to constantly think about the topic and to allow the Creator, as you say, to feel in our heart.
Que nos permita ese avance que todas queremos y.
Without.
Pues con nuestra meta en mente. Adelante.
Or to allow another explanation so that we can advance and for us to have the goal in front of us, in our ahead of us.
Pues siento que.
I think that with this introduction.
En el extracto una pregunta concreta.
y pues no sé, yo la empezaría como justamente cómo puede
I feel that we can find
a salir de la prisión.
A question within the excerpt.
Algo así concreto. Adelante.
How each person can really help the friend out of the prison in order to be concrete.
Hello, hello, dear friends, dear sisters. After scrutinizing how a right question should be, now let's all together have a look at the type of questions we should avoid asking during the lessons. And as our dear friends in Moscow have mentioned, the questions we ask should be beneficial to all of our friends. So we should avoid asking complicated questions that won't be understood by others, especially if they are not based on the lesson's materials. Dear Sarah, would you like to give us an example of a complicated question?
Sure. Rav, it is written, Eser Sefirot Da'atzilut are Orot and Kelim. In order to connect to the Shoresh above, we must speak in a gradual order from Rosh to Sof. Question, how to connect Eser Sefirot Da'atzilut with their Shoresh above, and how will it affect our 10 and whole women Kli?
Thank you. That was a good one. And also the lessons, all of our lessons aim to contribute to our work in the group and our spiritual advancement. So asking questions about our personal lives would not help this cause. Therefore, we should always be careful and avoid such personal questions during the lessons. And now we are passing the mic to dear Anna to give us an example of a personal question.
My husband is not studying, and we're going to visit his family. How do I explain to the family that it's time to study Kabbalah?
And also, the practical aspects of dissemination. These types of questions should be addressed to the relevant people in the management, rather than being asked to Rav during the lessons. And now, dear Mary, I'm sure you want to share with us a good example on this.
Yes, thank you. Rav, I posted a post on Facebook on Tuesday about the importance of connecting people and received 36 dislikes. It upset me. What should I write about on Facebook so there are fewer dislikes?
Thank you, dear Maria. That was a good one, too. And frequently asked questions. We should avoid asking questions that have been asked many times before. For this, maybe we can try to watch previous lessons from the archive first. And let's hear dear Shaya for an example on this.
Yes, the example would be, Rav, you often say that we women can't unite, but can we? And how can we do that?
Yeah. And last but not least, two long questions. Before asking a question, we should always think about its wording. Is it short and clear so Rav could understand, other friends could understand, and also the translation team could understand? And now we are passing the mic to dear Christine to hear an example.
Hello, dear Rav and beloved friends. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to ask a question. We discussed this for a long time in the 10, and opinions were divided, and we could not come to a common opinion. And one friend was very offended, so we had to do a workshop. And here is the question.
знает каждый из вас, что есть много искр святых. В собрании братьев получится пламя любви. Поймет пусть каждый из вас, внутри него есть свеча. Во множестве свечи усилят пламя любви. Но искра не зажжет большой свет любви, лишь соединив все искры в одну, получится пламя большого костра и осветит весь мир. Но искра не зажжет большой свет любви, лишь соединив все искры в одну, получится пламя большого костра и осветит весь мир. Узнает каждый из вас, что есть много искр святых. В собрании братьев получится пламя любви. Поймет пусть каждый из вас, внутри него есть свеча. Во множестве свечи усилят пламя любви. Но искра не зажжет большой свет любви, лишь соединив все искры в одну, получится пламя большого костра и осветит весь.
Ну что, дорогие, мы с вами рассмотрели.
Dear friends, we saw and listened how we need to ask the questions and what questions are not worth asking. And now we need to think what will look like on the screen, if I'm heard well or not. And the friends from Israel have a wonderful clip on that.
חברות, היום הסירייה הנהדרת שלי רוצה לשאול שאלה ב...
Questions during the lesson. Friends, my beautiful friends, she wants to ask a question. And she wants to ask a question from the whole tent. And she looks great. But there is a problem with other friends. Let's look at them. Oh, come over here. Come here closer. Please come closer to us. And a little bit further away, a little bit further. Oh, now it's wonderful. And Lena? Lena? You're a little bit... you're kind of like obscured. Maybe you'll turn on the light? Maybe you would... Oh, friends. Friends, let's please about the thing. As if we're in the university, we need to look great and presented ourselves well. Oh, yeah, raise your camera, please, a little bit. A little bit more, a little bit more. Oh, now it's beautiful. Thank you. Oh, Ora. I think you look a little bit busy. Maybe you sit down and rest a little bit. And let's remember, and our friends, other friends who don't ask questions, they still present the whole women clique. Oh, wait a second. Let's do a test. Let's test the sound. Of course, it is very important. We need to come and then come out and test the voice over there. And headset, it's very important. And you need to wear a headset, even though if you have a wonderful computer, but nevertheless, it could create an echo. Can you hear me? Do you ask question in Hebrew? And you listen? Oh, you listen less to the lesson in English? Oh, it's very important that we have some synchronized languages. The language that you ask a question and the language that you listen to the lesson need to be the same. What about your internet? You have 5 strips there on internet? No, I have only 1 stripe. Oh, no, no. Yeah, we'll need to pass this question to somebody else with better internet. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Lena? You don't need to ask if we can hear you or not. We tested the sound before we come to the room. Maybe you can ask something else. Let's remember what opportunities we have to ask questions to our teacher during this lesson. Everything is important and all the greatness of that moment.
Muchísimas gracias, queridas amigas, por todos estos ejemplos. Y lo más importante,
thank you, dear friends,
es nuestra preparación interna. Nosotros queremos compartir cómo trabajamos para la preparación de la.
The most important is our inner intention, and we want to share how we work with preparing our questions. Our 10, first of all, raises the importance of the lesson. Every day we read the articles of Rabash, and we share our feelings so as to unite and to be in one heart, in one thought.
Nos reunimos, trabajamos con estos textos, con estos extractos, el que están seleccionados.
The day before, we read all the excerpts
las preguntas
chosen for the lesson, and together we build our questions.
Escogemos las que sentimos.
Our questions come from our connection and in agreement between all of us, where we see that we have a mutual discernment, and this comes from our inner work. It's a question that really aims to serve the whole kli, so that Rav will be able to give us a broad answer and not just answer us with a yes or no. In our preparation, we follow the rules that we discussed earlier. And we do our preparation so that we are in one heart.
Вот и пролетело время. Я надеюсь, нам удалось с вами как-то.
The time has passed, dear friends, and I hope.
Мы с вами теперь вместе поделимся впечатлениями. Что я с собой уношу? Может быть, кто-то себя узнал, да? Как я дальше действую? Как нам поможет эта информация?
And let's share it.
Ставьте вопросики. Ну и начнем с Торонто 3. Торонто, давайте.
Let's share and put your questions more on, and we'll hear from everybody how you feel about everything we talked about.
Everything that we heard, let's take it with us. And every week before the lesson, we try to get prepared to the lesson. So it's very important. It was very important to hear all those examples, and especially in such an interesting form. We will remember for certain, and we will try to put into practice. Thank you so much. See you all in the lesson.
Оксана, я думаю, что ты должна говорить на русском языке.
Оксана, I think you should speak in Russian.
Я Yes, friends, we're very grateful for the example. We thank you so much for all of that input. We will be working to put all of that into practice. And together, we will discuss it in the 10, and we will work on how we can implement that process better going forward. So thank you very much for all the efforts there. Esther?
Thank you so much. It was beautiful seeing all the little mistakes that we do and how to correct them, because we speak from the heart, from the center of the tent, and sometimes we err to the sides, but we have to think of the purpose and just do ask questions, concise questions about the lesson and beneficial to the whole world plea. And that way we'll be united as one big, huge plea.
Ты вопрос сняла.
Шалом, хаверот.
You took off the question.
Шалом, хаверот. Айти мамлица лекулану.
Hello, friends. I recommend towards the next women's lesson, at least for the first half of the lesson, to let Rav teach according to the text that Gilad reads, to first teach us, and then after he speaks for us to ask the questions, because we don't let him speak, we don't let those excerpts be read. And so thank you so much, and good luck to all of us. Hello to all the dear friends, dear world plea beloveds. I agree with everything that was said. I want to add that I always write down the question in writing, because even now when I'm speaking, I'm nervous, and especially when I ask Rav, I feel my heart pounding hard and my hands sweating and all of that. And so I write down the question in advance, and when I ask it, I read it aloud, and that really helps me. I think it can help other friends who want to ask but are afraid because they're nervous. So that's one thing. The other thing, when I ask my question, I always ask myself, is this relevant to other questions or to the kli, to most of the kli, to a big part of it? Are there other friends who will find answers to something that is important through my personal question? That's what I have to add. Thank you so much for this great training. I love you.
प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा
Together we grow, light awakens our soul. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, about reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Sadi sadhe mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda.
Together we grow, light awakens our soul. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light, about reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Sadi sadhe mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ek.
सारी सबने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा सारी सबने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा